What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Listen, it's time to serve up all the celebrity entertainment news your stomach has been growling for. But before we begin this feast, let's head over to L.A. and check in on Heidi, Frank, and Chewy. What up, y'all?
What's up, baby? Yo, how you doing? Hi.
What's up?
Good to see y'all. Now check it out. Porsche is out. And as you can see, America's favorite tea sipper guy with the tea is out. But it's all good. It's his birthday, so we're going to celebrate one time for him. Later on, Jenny Slate and Kristen Bell are taking a stand for racial equality in show business. We'll tell you more about that. Tiana Taylor and Erykah Badu are doing a collabo, and it's not just about music. Also, Andrew Freund dishes with the hilarious Will Ferrell and the cast of the new film Eurovision Song Contest, The Legend of Fire Saga. But first, Frank, what's going on?
All right, well, most celebrities love the TV show or film character that put them on the map.
Sure.
But right. Not Jennifer Aniston, because they may know the character
that... Rachel Green, I'm friends.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's Jennifer's problem. Oh. Yeah, she did a recent virtual drama actresses roundtable for The Hollywood Reporter, and Jennifer revealed that her character, Rachel Green, was that nagging friend that she just could not get rid of.
Take oh, yeah.
I could not get Rachel Green off of my back for the life of me. I could not escape... Yeah, just Rachel from Friends, just Rachel from Friends. And I'd be like, and it's on all the time. And you're just like, stop playing this f-ing show. I completely just fought with myself and who I was in this industry for forever.
Now, Jennifer went on to say that she was finally able to shed Rachel. And it was a huge relief. She says that the movie, The Good Girl, that came out in 2002 was like her chance to actually do something else and do something different.
I understand wanting to do different roles all the time. Because if you're an actor, you're like, no, I want to play a bunch of different people. So then when you get super famous for playing that one character, I get the frustration. However, when you're making $1 million an episode, I think you would go, you would start embracing. You're like, thank you, Rachel Green. I love you, Rachel Green.
This is a question for everybody. Who's that one actor or actress? No matter what, you will always associate them with that one character. Who is it and why?
Oh, this is easy for me. Anthony Hopkins, Hannibal Lecter. He can play the nicest, sweetest grandpa in a movie. And I'm like, oh, God, watch out. Watch out, kid. Yeah. Oh, God.
He's going to eat you.
Yeah. Well, no matter what Charlize Theron does, I still see her face in Monster, and it haunts me.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yes. All right, Heidi, your boo Regina King recently sat down with Reese Witherspoon for Variety's Actors on Actors series and opened up why she felt insulted when we were telling people to stay home during the coronavirus pandemic. Check this out.
We have to understand that while we're telling people stay home, there are people out there who are not in financial situations that to say that to them is almost insulting. Some people don't know where their next meal is going to be right now in this moment. They didn't know it before, but now with what's going on, it's quadrupled.
I think this is a tough one for her because I definitely feel like she wants everybody to stay safe, but she has to be careful who she says that to. Like, it depends on who you're around because they'll look at her and be like, yeah, well, you have that privilege.
You're rich.
But when she's around, like, her working actor and actress celebrity friends, they're good. But, like, if she talks to somebody that's, like, doesn't have that privilege, she probably feels bad. So she has to be careful with that. So I totally understand what she's saying.
Regina King could spit in my face and I wouldn't be upset. She is my girl crush.
All right, guys. We do have to switch gears a little bit here. You know, at Dish, we're committed to bringing awareness to the Black Lives Matter movement. And our friend and our future co-host, Sherry Shepherd, she wanted to bring attention to the senseless murder of 23-year-old Elijah McClain, who was murdered by Colorado police last year. He was murdered because he was wearing a face mask. He was wearing a face mask because he has anemia and he gets cold, so it helps keep him warm. And that mask also helps relax his central nervous system. So it is essentially a medical device. It is necessary. He was murdered, and Sherry went to Instagram and had this to say. Take a look. It's very emotional.
Elijah's last words. He said, "I can't breathe. I have my ID right here. My name is Elijah McClain. That's my house. That's my house. I'm going home. I'm an introvert. I'm just different. That's all. I'm so sorry. I have no gun. I don't do that stuff. I don't do any fighting. Why are you attacking me?
This gives me goosebumps and it pisses me off for real. It's unfair. Keep saying his name, y'all, because he needs justice as well as everybody else.
And Headcrack, you've got three black sons out in the world that you've got to worry about.
Right.
Yeah. It gives me anxiety, to be honest with you, because you don't know what this world is going to be like by the time they're really starting to move around out there, you know? And, you know, you don't want to scare them by showing them everything that the world is right now, but you also don't want to be naive and not, like, inform them, like, hey, listen, you're going to be treated a certain way depending on how everything is moving.
The way Sherry presented that and talked about Elijah was incredible. I got goosebumps. Tears running down my face. She tore my heart out. And I think that's how the stories need to be told. We had to feel it as humans.
As humans,
to
as our parents,
souls.
As moms, as dads.
Sherry, thank you so much for even posting that.
Sherry,
Very brave.
Hard to watch, but very much needed.
We love you, Sherry. We love you, Sherry.
All right, y'all. And stories like Elijah McCain are the reason we need to continue to shake the table. We had a very open and honest conversation about the Black Lives Matter movement and how do we eradicate racism. And, of course, we asked our extended Dish Nation fam out there to chime in to let us know how you feel. And here are a couple of your responses.
Vote.
Jessica Tillman wrote us and said, thank you to Portia for talking about showing up for racial justice. Before watching Dish Nation, I was unaware of this community. I have since joined two chapters, one in my home state of Mississippi and one in Alabama close to where I live. I promise to do my part to be a real ally for justice and change. Wow. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks, Jessica.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so Frank, another fan. Oh my God, they agreed with what you said. Ew.
Look at that.
No, they said, I agree with Frank. The requirement for police officers must change. Gang attacks of officers on unarmed citizens are unacceptable to today's technological society. Get his picture if he doesn't cooperate. Have him arrested and set up a court date in that area.
Yep. Very good point, Frank. More education before you can just become a cop.
Absolutely.
Shouldn't be easy.
Thank you, honey.
It's harder to become a barber than it is a police officer, y'all. So
That's ridiculous. You need more hours.
In your head, y'all. Yes, you have to do more hours in barber school than you do to become a police officer. So, yeah. That's where we're at.
And when you think about it, some of the barbers even need more hours. I'm
just saying. All right, up next, Jenny Slate and Kristen Bell are taking a pause for a cause. We got that after the break. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, looks like Kristen Bell and Jenny Slate are calling it quits. Not the way that I would hope. They're giving up their roles on Central Park and Big Mouth, respectively, saying it's inappropriate for them to voice biracial cartoon characters. So, in a really lengthy Instagram post, both ladies stated that their voiceover work showed a lack of awareness and an example of pervasive privilege and feel black characters on an animated show should be voiced by black people. Now, the creators for both shows have acknowledged and agree with Jenny and Kristen and will recast those two characters from both shows with black actors moving forward.
Okay. All right. Can we clap to that, y'all? Nobody? All right.
It's a slippery slope.
A I mean, that show's been on, it's had three seasons. So do they know something that we don't? Like, maybe it's getting canceled for the fourth season. They're like, you know what? We're going to step
down.
I think a lot of people are moving preemptively because so many things are changing. But, you know, when you talk about voice actors, it gets tricky. Like, you know, look at an actress like Cree Summer,
who
historically has played everybody under the rainbow. She was even Penny on Inspector Gadget
because
she's that good. I feel like if you're good enough to pull it off and you're not like shucking and jiving, you know, voice-wise.
Well, how about this? Should a guy start voicing Bart Simpson? Because that's a woman.
Exactly. Yeah.
And voice actor Mike Henry does Cleveland Brown. Y'all know who Cleveland is, right?
Yeah.
Mike Henry's a white guy, but he's hilarious. So
where do you stop it? Listen, I think, you know, you want to be on the right side of things. I guess the argument could be, well, the characters are biracial, so I'm doing the white part of their they are biracial, so that's something.
It's a hard question for Heidi, because Heidi's never passed up a roll. Cinnamon roll.
Crescent roll.
I mean, it's hard.
Joint rolled, whatever.
Heidi's taking out again.
Yes, please.
Cinnamon roll, yes, please. Stupid. Frank.
Oh, I will.
All right, y'all. So Teyana Taylor broke the news to fans that that she's expecting her second child in her Wake Up Love video. And now she done shocked the world again. Yay. Because during her chat with Nick Cannon, she revealed who she plans on having as her midwife, y'all. Take a look.
Yeah, I'm considering home birth, and I'm actually going to be doing it with Erica.
Okay. She's going to be, because so, she is a midwife.
They're going to deliver, yeah, they're going to deliver my baby.
Oh, wow, that's
I'm
beautiful.
I'm super excited, so I'm going to have her just sing her verse from Low Key to me.
Erica Badu is Teyana Taylor's midwife. She will be delivering her new baby. That's yes.
I feel like if I did it once without any type of warning, I could do it this time fully prepared.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Head crack. If your lady was to give birth, would you mind having Erica Badu as her midwife?
I wouldn't mind at all.
Yeah, like it seems like your kid would be blessed and the room would smell good. I'm here for it.
Frank and Heidi, now, if you had to send a celebrity in a delivery room with your wife, who would you send in your place? Mm.
Well, I got to say, my wife's crush, oddly enough, is Sam Elliott.
Wow.
He's the actor. He's got a little voice and a mustache from Roadhouse. She said that she would, if I had an opportunity, leave me for him.
Wow.
He makes her feel really, really comfortable. So I guess if I couldn't be there, I would want Sam Elliott there to, make her feel comfortable. But no mustache, right, honey? No.
He's a great actor, and his voice is so soothing.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Yeah. I think it's a soothing voice is what you want in there. And I want the guy who played the president on 24.
Oh, yes.
Also the Allstate guy.
Are you in good hands?
You're in good hands. Yeah. All the baby just pops out into his hands. Up next, our guy Andrew Freund chats with Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams and the entire cast of the new comedy, Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga. We'll be right back. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am super excited to be getting ready to sit down with the cast of Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga. And you know what? I think I'm gonna be going through a little transformation.
All of Iceland thinks we are a joke.
That's not true.
And my father is ashamed of me.
No, he's not.
He looked me into the eyes and said, I am ashamed of you.
Maybe he was drunk.
He said, and you might think that I'm drunk, but I am dead sober.
Idiot.
So I guess my first question for you is there's a lot of Americans specifically who might not know what the Eurovision is. Explain to us what the Eurovision Song Contest is.
Well, Eurovision Song Contest is what it says it is. It's a song contest, but it's all of Europe coming together with their finest acts to have one hell of an evening of singing.
I am going to transform through these interviews into a contestant for the Eurovision.
You're right, Andrew.
So you are going to help me pick my blazer. It's going to be a multi-step process, but you're going to be the blazer guy. Which one, what do you think? I've got this guy.
That's okay. I think you need more color. I think you need more.
What about that?
I think that's perfect. You blend in perfectly well. Some kind of cravat, some kind of scarf, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, wait. Hold on. You think maybe this?
You could put the bar on. If you could, if you feel, if you're not allergic to feathers, then.
All right, Dan, now Pierce just dressed me. He picked my blazer and my boa. What are your thoughts?
I was going to say, you've been styled by a professional and you definitely win the junket outfit prize.
Okay, because I want to become the ultimate Eurovision contestant.
Yeah.
And in the film, you are the ultimate Eurovision contestant.
Of course.
So just tell me what to do, Dan, because I don't know what
to do. I think we got to go with a bit of blue. We got to pick up some of that blue behind you, a bit of a blue in the blazer. I think some heavy blue eyeshadow there.
I know. So,
are you a matchy-matchy person? Or?
No, it's Eurovision.
Go for it. Okay, then I guess.
What do you think?
Green?
Okay, so green, like green.
Just grab some purple there.
Okay, so purple.
You need some sort of defining shadow. So we got to go something a little sort of darker on the cheek shadow there.
Right. Okay, now, does that look good?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you're getting some real cheekbone going on there.
That looks like someone punched you in the face, but let's give you some blush. Let's use the pink there.
Now, I don't know what the finished product is going to look like when I'm done, but
I look forward to seeing it. You look fabulous already. All right.
We go bottom lip pink, purple.
Well, okay, so I'm going to go. I've never done this, so.
And upper lip pink.
Okay, I'll it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Does that look Eurovision-y? Like, what? Most importantly, what is my name? What should my contestant Eurovision name me? Now, Rachel gave me the first term, Boa. So I should be Boa what?
Boa Vanderslice.
Ooh, Boa Vanderslice. Okay. What is Will Ferrell crooning? What is your heart song?
My heart's, that's such a good term. Hey, baby, when you look at me, I know I'm in double trouble tonight.
Wow.
How about that?
Well, that's a wrap with the cast of Eurovision. I think I'm going to go try to find some makeup remover, but a star has been born. I appreciate you all for making me over today. Be sure to check out Eurovision when it hits Netflix. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, check this out, y'all. Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice posted a throwback pic of her daughters with their dad, of course, her ex, Joe. Well, of course, a hater jumped into the mix and commented on the pic, and I quote, failed father. Two of those four will end up on a pole, no doubt.
Oh,
wow, y'all.
Oh.
Who says that? Who says that? That's aren't horrible, there, y'all.
They're little. Some of them are little, aren't
right.
they? They're girls.
The girls range in age from 11 to 19. Fortunately, Joe wasn't having it, and of course, he had to clap back saying, although pole dancing is a respectful job, my girls have chosen different career paths. Mama Teresa got it under control. We're going for 4 for 4. Success on point. Wow, y'all. So Frank, obviously Joe meant respectable, but he said respectful. Would you want a respectful dance from an exotic
hell
dancer?
No.
I wouldn't.
I want to be so disrespectful when you dance with me. I want you to be offended over and over and over again. I want to see things I've never seen before.
Right. Right, abuse me, slap me around a little bit.
Disrespect.
Well, listen, I think a pole dancer is different than a stripper. There are pole dance classes. I've taken one, failed miserably. It's extremely.
She took a telephone pole dance.
Listen, and I had a lot of cuts from all the rusty staples from the missing kitty.
Wow. I used to be a security guard. I used to be a bouncer at these clubs. And to see some of the tricks that these women used to do, their core was on point. These women had six packs. Like, to see them doing
but
those
Chewy,
tricks.
Isn't everyone a bouncer at the club? I mean, come on. Everybody's a bouncer, right?
No. That's on the next episode of Snap. Special alert.
Right?
Yeah, that's yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.